Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Federal judge in New Hampshire says he will certify a class action lawsuit, including all children who will be affected by President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. The judge also says he'll issue a preliminary injunction blocking that order. The number of people killed in Texas flooding remains 120, and the search for those unaccounted for continues, says Police Sergeant Jonathan Lamb.
The response here in Kirk County continues to expand as the mission becomes more technical. There's more than 2,100 responders on the ground here from state, local, and federal agencies working to reunite victims with families.
At Wimbledon, American Amanda Anisimova has upset number one seed Aryna Sabalenka to reach her first Grand Slam final. The original Birkin bag that gave birth to fashion's most must-have accessory selling at auction today in Paris for more than $8 million. This is ABC News. Australia wants a meeting with President Trump over the White House's plans to slap 200% tariffs on pharmaceutical imports. ABC's Scott Maiman has the story from Canberra.
It's part of President Trump's larger trade blitz. The 200% tariff on pharmaceuticals would encourage manufacturers to relocate operations to the US. Australia's Treasurer Jim Chalmers wants clarity.
We'll continue to engage with our counterparts in the US.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese wants a meeting with President Trump. Last year, Australia exported more than $2 billion in pharmaceuticals to the US. Scott Maiman, ABC News, Canberra, Australia.
The unique original Birkin bag that fashion house Hermes made for actor and singer Jane Birkin is sold at auction in Paris for $8.2 million. The subsequent commercialized version of the bag went on to become one of the world's most exclusive luxury items, extravagantly priced with a years-long waiting list. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for cloudy and muggy conditions with scattered showers, maybe some thunder, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, humid with scattered showers and storms, localized very heavy rainfall is possible with a low of 67. On Friday, variably cloudy, warm and humid, a 50% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms, and a high of 86. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 62, it's 75 degrees.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Good afternoon. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers has said he wanted to get the budget done before making a decision about whether to run again. Savannah Tomey Olson has the data about what Wisconsinites think.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term, 55% say he should not, and 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap, 93% of Republicans no, 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
In 31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Congressman Mark Pocan is backing Democratic Governor Tony Evers for a third term. The 3rd District Democrat says he's not worried about Evers' age and has never had any questions about Evers' ability to govern. Pocan cited Evers' work with Republican-controlled chambers of the legislature to get a budget passed as another reason why he supports him. Pocan says Evers is the most quintessential Wisconsin politician he has ever seen, and he hopes he runs. Vernon County and Dane County Sheriff's Departments have provided an update to the July 8th incident and subsequent death investigation. Late Tuesday afternoon at approximately 4 o'clock, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Communications Center received a report that the suspect in a double homicide that occurred in Dane County was traveling west on U.S. Highway 14, approaching Vernon County. A Wisconsin State Patrol trooper was following the suspect and requested assistance. Multiple responding officers from the Sheriff's Office and the Viroqua Police Department and multiple law enforcement communications professionals worked with the State Patrol in a coordinated response. Once officers were positioned south of Viroqua to prevent entry into the populated area, a traffic stop was initiated, and the operator immediately complied by pulling onto the westbound shoulder near Offerdahl Road. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson says the team performed how they are trained in high-risk vehicle contacts, using verbal commands for the operator or any occupants to obey, but there was no response. After no response to further verbal commands and observation with no movement inside the vehicle, a tactical approach was made. At approximately 5:20, contact was made confirming the operator was the lone occupant and there were no signs of life. It was apparent that the operator, identified as James David Papps, 25 of Middleton, sustained a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Paramedics with Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance responded, but Papps was ultimately pronounced dead at the scene by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye at 6:15. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett released the following statement. "The senseless loss of a law enforcement colleague is always heartrending. It is even more so when the victim is someone known and loved by all who had the great good fortune to work with them. Vernon County joins the Wisconsin State Patrol and the entire law enforcement community in mourning the loss of Director Papston and his wife. The world is a sadder place today as we reflect on the countless contributions that Director Papst made to the safety and well-being of law-abiding citizens everywhere." The victims in the double homicide were David and Teresa Papst. David had a nearly 40-year career with the State Patrol and was the State Patrol Bureau of Transportation Safety Director. Tiffany Revels appeared in Richland County Court Wednesday for a status hearing. She was facing 2 felony counts, homicide by negligent use of a vehicle and reckless driving causing great bodily harm. The charges were brought following a fatal crash in December of 2021 on State Highway 80 at State Highway 56, in which a juvenile died. Attorneys Vincent Rust and Jeffrey Warren Erickson were in court for Tiffany Revels. Attorney Jennifer Harper in court for State of Wisconsin. Rust stated that they had reached an agreement and that his client would enter a plea on both counts. Both parties were satisfied with the maximum penalties. Tiffany Revels entered no contest pleas to both counts, and Judge Lisa McDougall found her guilty. On count 1, the court imposed a 10-year prison sentence. With the deal, Revels will serve 1 year in county jail with the rest of the time stayed for 6 years of probation. On court 2, the court withheld sentencing and ordered probation for 4 years. Conditions of probation include attending, paying for, and successfully completing any assessments, counseling, or programming ordered by the agent, obeying all rules and regulations of the department, submitting to alcohol and other drug abuse, and follow all recommendations for treatment. She was also ordered to pay restitution of $12,788. Names have been released in the ongoing investigation of the double homicide and officer-involved shooting in Portage County. The 2 people who were killed by apparent gunshot wounds are Paula L. Schulfer, age 52, and Dale S. Schulfer, age 53. The suspect is their son, John L. Schulfer, age 35. All 3 lived in the home where the shootings occurred. When the incident happened Sunday night, there were also 2 children in the home. They were located unharmed and released to a family member. The suspect, John Schulfer, has been booked on charges of first-degree intentional homicide. He was shot by a Portage County deputy when he exited the home carrying a firearm Sunday night. Shelfer was admitted to the hospital with serious injuries. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department is leading the death investigations, and the Wood County Sheriff's Department will investigate the officer-involved shooting. When investigations are complete, the Portage County District Attorney's Office will review the case. It's 76 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com. Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
WRCO News Time is 12:17. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Farm Progress Days in Richland County 23 years ago, 2002, on the Greenheck and Schmidt Farms. Now things have changed since two decades ago. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the files uploaded, 60 years of Wisconsin Farm Progress Days. It was a PDF that was used. Richland is celebrating a rich tradition of family history this summer in the dates July 11th through the 13th, 2002, with the Farm Progress Days hosted by the Greenheck and Schmidt Farms near Lone Rock. The Greenhecks, Albert and Ann, farm with their son Greg and 220 head of registered Holstein cows. 120 are milking, 100 are replacement heifers. Their cropland consists of 200 acres of soybeans, 250 acres of alfalfa, 150 acres of corn, and 100 acres of canning crops. The Schmidt family, Randy, with his family, his parents, they milk 470 freestall barn, double 10 parallel milking parlors, milking the cows five times every 2 days, harvesting alfalfa as hay, silage, along with their field mowing conditioners, balers, rakes, choppers, and even the bale handlers. Other machines to be demonstrated at these Farm Progress Days will be a bale processor, a bunk facer, a bale wrapper, a silage bagging machine, bunker filling, and TMRs, both vertical and horizontal. Now it's just a month since the Schmidt family has hosted June Dairy Days in Richland County for 2025. how things have changed over these two decades. From Farm Progress Days, it's now called Technology Days. 2025 will be held at the Clinton Farms, State Highway 22, near what would be Bear Creek, Wisconsin. It's midway between Stevens Point and Green Bay if you're looking for a location. At that farm, they have 750-cow dairy operation and are in a fourth generation of farming. The Clinton Farms hosted the 25th anniversary of what was the old Wisconsin Farm Progress Days in 1978, and they were the very first Wisconsin Farm Technology Days that started the year after Richland County hosted in 2003. That was the year that the Green Heck and Schmidt families hosted Richland County in 2002, the last Farm Progress Days. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering pioneer homes built in Richland County by Mrs. Cyrus D. Turner.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
An estimated 25,000 Big Top Parade spectators poured $2.25 million into the Baraboo area's economy last month. The parade packed downtown Baraboo streets with spectators and filled local hotels through that weekend. Using visitor spending formulas used by Sauk County and the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce estimates the parade and related events had an economic impact of $2.25 million. An estimated $141,500 in sales tax and hotel room tax was generated in the Baraboo area over parade weekend. The chamber works with Circus World and the Volunteer Big Top Parade Committee to present the annual parade as a tribute to the community's circus heritage. This year's parade weekend included a concert by Professor Stitch's original circus band at Concerts on the Square, as well as screenings of Charlie Chaplin's The Circus and Big Fish at the Al Ringling Theater. The latter film featured a circus formerly run by Parade Grand Marshal Scott O'Donnell. Events are vital to Wisconsin's tourism economy, which generated a record $25.8 billion in 2024, according to the Department of Tourism. Sauk County brought in nearly $2 billion in visitor spending last year, creating 11,900 jobs and generating $150 million in state and local tax revenue. Sauk ranked third among Wisconsin counties, trailing only Milwaukee and Dane. A Wisconsin candle company is raising funds for those affected by the floods in Texas. Door County Candle Company has created a special vanilla-scented candle, and 100% of the profits will go towards flood relief efforts. The 16-ounce handcraft candle sells for just under $30, and the company's website says it will burn for 75 hours. It's not the first cause the Sturgeon Bay Company has contributed to, having raised money for Ukraine aid, victims of California and Hawaii wildfires, Hurricanes Ian and Helene, and the earthquake in Syria and Turkey. Governor Tony Evers ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff across the state from sunrise until sunset tomorrow in honor of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in the line of duty on Sunday, June 29th, at the age of 32. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 1224. Today's vital statistics are next.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings, but only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:26 on this Thursday afternoon, July 10th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green, died Friday after a courageous battle with progressive supranuclear palsy. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers and plants, donations may be made to St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Smile Train, Camp Hope, or Cure PSP. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Jackie Knockreiner is survived by her husband, Gary, four sons, Sean O'Neill, Jim and Molly O'Neill, Daryl Knockreiner, and Scott Knockreiner, four grandchildren, her sister, Rita and Pat Riley, sister-in-law, Sandy and Tom Ingram, and many nieces and nephews and cousins. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg, died Saturday as the result of an accident. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until 10:45. Ethan Pepper is survived by his parents, Molly Jo Pepper and Todd Pepper and Lynette Meister. Sister Emma Jo Pepper, grandparents, Jeanette Pepper, Richard Pepper, Ben Beiser, and Trudy Judd. Best friend, Devin Judd. Godparents, Jim and Emmy Philippi. Aunts and uncles, cousins, many extended family members, and friends. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died May 21st. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center. Charlene Tukendorf is survived by five sons, Christopher and Mandy Lewicki of Milton, Adam and Serena Volden of Reedstown, Michael and Leslie Hendricks of Reedsburg, Nathan of New Berlin, and Charles Tukendorf and Rebecca Hawk of Pewaukee. Seven grandchildren, a brother, James Kerblowski of San Francisco, California, many nieces, nephews, cousins, relatives, and friends. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the Richland Center United Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family asks that memorial contributions be made to Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. Joan Bethke is survived by her husband, Carl, siblings, Peggy and Don Orth, Don and Julie Price, Jill and Bill Tingley, Sue Price, and Dick and Cheryl Price. Sister-in-law, Mary Sue Bethke, brother-in-law, Al and Kim Bethke, several nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Nelson Pier, 94, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in Boscobel. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at Back Roads Methodist Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Military honors will be rendered by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393 of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Nelson Pier, 94, of Boscobel. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be at noon Saturday at the Mel B. Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Mel B. Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eileen Molzoff is survived by her husband, Michael, children, Dee Dee and Dean Turner, Penny and Avery Blado, Kenny Hardy, Terry Hardy, Kathy and Jason Richardson, and Ralph and Amy Carley. 11 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and siblings, Dean Gary, Beth, Darlene, Lisa, Ginny, and Jan. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Survivors of Leona Kelbel include three children, Lorna Winsick, Lisa Kelbel and Avon Hooker, and Ken and Wendy Kelbel. Four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and siblings, Vivon Makovic, Arlene Johnson, and Lucy Scott. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3. In honor of Roe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, or charity of your choice. Kendall Funeral Services of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements. Roe Colson is survived by his nieces and nephews. Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of rural Hill Point, died June 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deb Fargin is survived by her husband, Bill, six children, Heather Fargin and Tad, and Heidi Fargin and Brandon, all of Richland Center. Bryant and Sabrina Fargin of Ithaca, Brittany Fargin of Hill Point, Megan Fargin and Anthony of Madison, and Michael Fargin of Hill Point. 13 grandchildren, 15 brothers and sisters, Marge Benson, Herman Zolik, Herbert and Patty Zolik, Nancy Rupp, Yvonne and Mark Zastro, Neil and Betty Zolick, Catherine Baggett, Linda and Drew Sarah Prani, Teresa West, Lisa and Jim Sutton, Pamela Seeger, Valerie and Kenny Muller, Beth Zolick and Demetrius Stevens, Judith Perugini and Ronnie Langer, and Timothy Zolick. Sister-in-law Linda Fargin, brother-in-law Ronnie Fargin, mother-in-law Marjorie Fargin, and many other relatives and friends. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood, Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Francis Heenick include four sons, Frank, Michael, and Lisa, Mark, Stephen, Steve, and Jenny, and Matthew and Anne, 17 grandchildren, his special niece, Anne Bird, and special friend, Donna DeGarmo. Francis R. Heenick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from noon until the time of service at 1. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93 of Richland Center. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died last Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 2nd, from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Kramer is survived by his daughter, Shana and Cody Hewitt of Belmont, two sisters, Kathy and Terry Edge of Darlington, and Tammy and Travis Richards of Merrill, sister-in-law Cindy Kramer of Boscobel, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Grace J. Frutiger, 94 of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A private family ceremony will be set at a later date. In honor of her memory, the family invites you to write someone a letter, take a walk in nature, sit down with a good book, and/or spend some thoughtful time in prayer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Grace Frutiger is survived by her daughter, Linda and John Peterson, four grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, a sister, Judy Ballmer, and close nephew, Steve and Laura Lewis. Grace J. Frutiger, 94 of Richland Center.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Rich and Lisa Wanless, Jamie and Sherry Johnson, Matthew and Amy McKenna, Jordan and Jillian Scott, and Aaron and Cody Sorge. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a band of weakening showers and thunderstorms pushing into the region right now. This will keep us a little bit on the damp side into the early to mid-afternoon. This activity could get stronger, though, this evening as a warm front forms near southern Wisconsin and some upper-level energy comes in. There could be some pockets of heavy rain tonight across portions of southern Wisconsin. A couple inches not out of the question, so please stay tuned for updates and be alert out there if you're traveling especially. We do expect the humid weather to stick around for a few more days with additional rounds of showers and thunderstorms. A cold front will finally slide through Saturday afternoon, pushing most of the rain off to the east. That should lead the way to a pretty nice Sunday with plenty of sunshine and lower humidity. Monday could also be nice, but turning warmer, looks like another round of significant rain is possible as we head toward Tuesday. So definitely active weather across much of the central and eastern U.S. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Cloudy skies, occasional showers, maybe a clap of thunder, high holding in the upper 70s. Southeast wind up to 10. Humid tonight with scattered showers and storms. Locally, very heavy rain possible. Low temperature 67. If you're in a flood-prone location, be sure to listen in for updates or warnings. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, warm and humid. 50% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. High near 86. Wind southeast to south at 5 to 10. Scattered showers and storms Friday night. We drop down to 67. Saturday, patchy sunshine, otherwise humid. Scattered showers and storms likely, but ending later in the day, high about 83. On Sunday, a nice summer day with sunshine and lower humidity, low 60, high 83. Monday, partly cloudy, very warm and more humid, slight chance of a thunderstorm late, high 89. And Tuesday, rain and storms, high near 86. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 77 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 86, our low this morning was 62. Our high so far today, 79. The record high for this date, set in 1936, is 100. The record low, 44, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 84, with a low of 65. Sunset tonight will be at 8:43, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:31. Currently in Richland Center, we have northwesterly winds at 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.98. Relative humidity is 77% and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 77 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
One vision of the future impact of ag technology, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The advent of artificial intelligence has created a climate of both hope and fear in the ag community. Aaron Yoder is with the Central State Center for Agricultural Safety and Health.
Figuring out how to use the technology and how to help it, give us some time off because we're using it, but using it efficiently. I know enough from using ChatGPT that the computers aren't going to take over the world. They're not going to replace us anytime soon. But what Nebraska is using as a marketing slogan for their AI classes is AI won't replace you, but somebody that knows how to use it will.
Says Yoder, humans will still be needed.
The interpretation of information that we get, automated systems aren't real good at that. So we still need people and our thinking skills to help manage those automated or those new technology type systems.
Yoder says AI is still pretty new, so it'll take some getting used to, some adjustment as it evolves.
Once we get beyond the learning curve of the technology, it can make our jobs easier and we can figure out how to use it to reduce those stress levels. But it takes some time for that. It's like when we still had to set our parents' VCR time that was flashing on noon or whatever.
I guess humans will still be needed for the foreseeable future, if nothing else, to provide non-artificial intelligence. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Mexican cattle imports have been halted again. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With a yield advantage of 3.5 bushels per acre, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are shaking things up. Unleash the power and plant Z-Series soybeans. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins has again closed the southern border ports to livestock imports from Mexico following a new detection of New World screwworm, Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says
a new case that is further north in the state of Veracruz, which means that the New World screwworm flies are continuing their northward incursion. And so that is what she needed to make the decision.
The secretary says southern ports will remain closed until additional progress is made combating New World screwworm in Veracruz and other Mexican states. Woodall tells Brownfield,
this continues to be her tool to show the Mexican government that you can't just be committed to this on the southern border. You've got to be committed to this across the entire country. So I think that's a very clear signal that the Mexican government should be receiving here.
RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard says the closing of the southern ports was essential. He says the secretary's move will protect the health of the U.S. cattle herd and the integrity of the nation's food supply. Researchers at the University of Missouri are evaluating the effectiveness of using a drone to apply fungicides. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports from MU's Crop and Pest Management Field Day.
Plant pathologist Mandy Bish says the first year of data shows a drone performs similar or slightly better to an airplane for fungicide applications on diseases like tar spot.
I'm looking at both tar spot disease severity ratings. So there was only one field where we had high tar spot, and then that field, the drones did well as the airplane as far as reducing severity and also yield.
She says researchers are tracking the time it takes to spray to understand if this is a practical solution for farmers.
We're trying to get a handle on the efficiency of that application.
She says university research will continue another year. Reporting from Columbia, Missouri at the University of Missouri's Crop and Pest Management Field Day, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Demand for fresh milled local flour is creating new opportunities for some farmers. Shelby Kibler owns Field and Fire and sources many of his ingredients from a farmer partner 15 miles from his bakery in West Michigan.
His farm is ideally suited to meet our needs, and so we're growing together, and it's really exciting. I don't think that's really common in the industry, but I feel like it should be.
Kibler points to the Artisan Grain Collaborative as a way farmers are supplying local food-grade grain needs across the Midwest. USDA reports the sale of 110,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is slow to get underway this week. Bids have surfaced at $223 to $227 live in the south, but the rest of cattle country has been quiet. Asking prices are at $228 to $230 live in the south, but have not surfaced out of the north. Significant trade volumes likely going to take place sometime this afternoon or well into tomorrow. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, the sale consisted of fall calves, several load lots of yearlings, a video auction, and then more loads of yearlings. The USDA says no accurate comparison is available for steers and heifers. Demand was good with several buyers in-house and online. Feeder supply included 76% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 632 to 642 pounds, brought 409 to 420, 50. Feeder steers, 901 to 943 pounds, brought 312, 25 to 322, 25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 800 to 842 pounds, brought 311, 50 to 325, 50. Box beef was lower at midday on light demand for fairly light offerings. Choice down $1.78 at $384.67. Select was $1.51 lower at $371.76. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. The industry continues to monitor demand. The latest export sales report from the USDA was overall pretty lackluster for that holiday shortened week, but China was a top buyer of U.S. pork. Domestic demand continues to find some strength as pork remains competitively priced in the retail space, but there is some uncertainty about the long-term picture. The industry is also watching the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 94 cents with a weighted average of $112.75. The Iowa Minnesota is $1.37 higher with a weighted average of $113.23. The Western Corn Belt was $1.37 higher also with a weighted average of $113.23. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $86, and pork values were higher at midday, up $1.42 at $113.48. Bellies and hams were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is the Compeer Minute, featuring Compeer Financial Ag Economist Megan Roberts with a recap of USDA's June 30th acreage report.
It was a very quiet report. I saw one headline that said the surprise was that there was no surprises. So the estimates for planted corn acres came in very close to pre-estimates, 95.2 million acres, which is up 5% from last year, but so close to the March planting intention, just a tenth of a million different there. And for soybeans, 83.4 million acres, which is down 4% from last year, but again, very close to those March planting intention reports, just a tenth of a million different from March to June. I do a monthly economic article where I talk about what's going on in the grain market at compeer.com/economic minute.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Soybeans and corn are mixed. Cattle and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, mostly firm. Development weather looks largely favorable with rain in the forecast for parts of the Midwest. USDA is expected to make minimal changes to the supply and demand tables for soybeans in Friday's report. That's out tomorrow at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. August beans are down a quarter at 10.08 and three quarters. September's up two at 9.99 and a half. August soybean meal's $1.60 higher at 2.71. August soybean oil's up 5 points at 53.34. Corn's mixed, also in the mostly firm side of things, as they monitor development conditions with near-term weather outlooks continuing to look non-threatening to favorable. Analysts do see slightly lower USDA production and ending stocks numbers Friday. September corn's three quarters lower at 398.5, and December's unchanged at 415.5. And wheat is up on short covering, looking oversold. As the trade watches the winter wheat harvest and spring wheat development, USDA could trim U.S. production while raising global ending stocks tomorrow. September Chicago's up 7 cents at 554. September Kansas City's 7 and 3 quarters higher at 531 and 3 quarters. September Minneapolis is up 2.5 at 634. Live and feeder cattle are lower, with box beef down at midday ahead of this week's direct business. August live's 147 lower at 218.30. October's down 125 at 216.10. August feeders are 35 lower at 320.12. And hogs are lower with the questions about sustained demand. Pork was up at midday, but export sales were below a week ago. August lean is down 75 at 106.47. October's $1.20 lower at 92.57. Crude oil's down sharply today. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
How are high prices of red meat impacting consumers' buying decisions? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Demand for pork from consumers has shown some strength recently during the summer. Matt Erickson is a senior research analyst with Terrain.
If you look at beef prices relative to pork prices, you know, we're close to near highs between the two. Pork is a substitute oftentimes for beef, and so that could be a play where consumers are gravitating more towards pork.
He tells Brownfield.
One thing I would stress, too, is we can't forget about chicken. And chicken prices have been relatively competitive with pork as well. So, again, you know, if you look at kind of the three meats of beef, you know, pork and chicken, you know, beef, again, is relatively high. We've covered that. But, again, pork and chicken, you know, I think there's some competitive nature there on pricing with chicken, where pork and chicken are going back and forth.
And regardless of price, Erickson says there continues to be record high demand for protein right now.
From a nutrient consumer demand kind of perspective, you know, a lot of these GLP-1, you know, drugs and kind of health diets are changing here a little bit, where more of these diets are kind of shifting more toward protein-based diets, where that could drive up a little bit of demand for some of these proteins.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu on Timsock Auction Realty. Reminder, we will be switching our hay auctions to every other week. We will not have a hay sale this Wednesday, but we will have one next Wednesday. And you can buy hay or bedding throughout the week, Monday through Friday. Tractors, balers, rakes, stock trailer, and much more. Online only auction ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. 175 acres of vacant land located near Wyalusing. Online only auction up and running right now. For info, call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.